KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hlene Di and the Woosh Kitan of the Akwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. Find my notes here. Thank you. Special thanks to Mandy Nguyen, who's engineering for me today. Thanks for that, Mandy. You're tuned into KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Sandy Harris, representing Friends of the Library. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, Shelley. How are you?
Well, thanks. And you?
Doing okay. Yeah. Busy at the bookstore.
Yes, I understand you're at the amazing bookstore right now. Is that correct?
I am. We're in the process of doing some training for the volunteers to get ready for our reopening.
Oh, that's great. We're definitely going to talk more about that. But first, would you tell us about the bookstore for those who don't know what it is?
Friends of the Library Bookstore was started 30 years ago as a way to raise funds for the public library in Juneau. The public library is the benefactor of all the beneficiary of all the money that we raise, and they use it for a lot of different things. I think a lot of people know that we donated over $1 million to the building of the new Valley Library. And we also pay for a lot of the extra programming that's done at the library, the family nights, the kids' special occasions, and a lot of the extracurricular sort of activities that bring the community into the library. The bookstore is an interesting place because it's all volunteer. It was started by a group of Juneau volunteers, and we don't have any paid help. We're run by committee, and we handle a huge volume of books, and somehow it all seems to get done pretty efficiently, and everybody has a good time.
I think you forgot to mention one of my favorite parts, which is that the books that you sell are extremely affordable.
Oh, yeah. Well, our books are all donated. One of the fun things about working here is that we have so much wonderful support from the community. All of the books that we sell have been donated by people in the community, and it's gotten to be sort of a regular thing that people do with their old books. They just bring them to Friends of the Library. And because we don't have any overhead, we can sell them for reasonable prices that everyone can afford a book. Right now, too, we have a program going on where any child 12 or under who comes in can receive a free $2 gift certificate and use that to purchase a book.
So
we really try to be a literacy program as well as, you know, just a fundraiser for the library.
And $2 may not sound like a lot, but I can actually get you 6 to 8 books, probably.
Maybe four.
Okay. Yeah. I should just calm down. Sandy, are you a big reader? Have you read anything good while hunkering down?
Oh, I've been just maxing out my Kindle while I've been hunkered down. And yeah, I love to read. I was an English major in college. I read for fun. I read everything. I read a certain amount of escapist trash, junk, and you know, I try to put a couple of classics in there. During the hunkering down, I've been focusing on bestsellers because I can get those on the Kindle with absolutely no trouble. So yeah, I love to read.
Me too. Tell us a little bit about how the bookstore responded when the pandemic hit. What sort of changes did you have to make?
Well, we closed pretty suddenly on March 16th. That was sort of the day that everybody in town decided to shut down what they were doing. The libraries closed, the parks and rec facilities closed. So we just closed, locked the door, and left it for a little bit to sort of see what was going to happen. Time went on, and we started to work on reopening. We've been working on reopening since about the middle of May. We're modeling our reopening after the public library, and they seem to have, you know, worked a lot faster than we have at getting things done. But we're almost there. We were hoping to be able to reopen on Saturday, the day after tomorrow, but we're still waiting on our plexiglass for the sneeze guards. So we're hoping that Perseverance Glass will have us all set up by next weekend, and we hope to reopen then. But we've been doing a lot of things. We've got a lot of books here, so we culled a lot of things out of our collection. We had a couple of weekends of giveaways out in the parking lot just to sort of lower our inventory so we can social distance a little better. It's kind of hard sometimes here because everything is so packed. And we've been working on redoing our procedures so that we can be sure to be safe when we do reopen. You may know that most of our volunteers are retired people, and most of us are in a vulnerable demographic group. So we want to be really sure that people feel safe coming in to volunteer their time, and that our customers feel safe coming in here to browse and buy books.
Now, are you going to resume acceptance of donations?
We are. We discussed this a lot, and we're a little worried about the tsunami coming in.
The paper tsunami.
Yes. Because we know, because we have done the same thing ourselves, that people are cleaning out things during the hunkering down and sorting out things to get rid of. And they have lots of books that they think that they're ready to pass on for new readers. But for the since we're patterning ourselves after the library, we are going to do a 70, this is where it turns into like a logic puzzle. We're going to do a 72-hour quarantine of any books that are donated. So that means that we have to close the store for 72 hours each week, and we can only accept donations on Saturday and Sunday of each week for a bit. I mean, this is all subject to change as the pandemic evolves. But for now, we'll be accepting donations Saturday and Sunday, and we're only accepting one box or container, reasonably sized container, from each family. If people have large amounts that they want to donate, we will take their name and phone number and get back to them and try and make some arrangements. But as it is now, we, you know, just simply don't have room for all of the books that will probably be coming in. So we're going to have to limit the donations. And we've never done that before. So it'll be a big change for everybody.
So that's one reasonably sized container per person per day, did you say, or per week?
Well, per week, but, you know, nobody's going to really be taking names and, you know, doing photo IDs or anything. So.
Okay.
But, yeah, we just don't want to have people overwhelmed. You know, one of the problems with donations is that they get sorted in this tiny little claustrophobic room with very bad ventilation.
Right.
And so we can't do the sorting in the donation room. We'll have to do it outside of the donation room. So, you know, that kind of puts a limit on when you can do the sorting and how much you can do.
And has the layout, the interior layout of the bookstore been changed around at all to help with physical distancing?
We have done a little bit of changing. Yeah, the shelves that were around the front desk person have been moved out of the way. We don't really want people to be browsing for books within 12 inches of the person who's working the desk. So we moved a lot of those out. We're going to have a floor plan that people can take a look at, and we'll have one for handing to hand out. I've just done two tours for volunteers of the new layout, and there are not a lot of changes. We've moved a few things here and there. We've gotten rid of a few things. We're hoping we can have some free stuff out front again, which, you know, that's been shut down during the pandemic. So I think, you know, the most notable change is Harry Potter is now in the children's section. But there are little tweaks here and there. And we also have just cleaned out a lot of the clutter so that there's more room for us to stuff things in again. But,
will you be the offering... Go ahead.
No, the big changes will be at the desks.
Okay. It sounds like you Sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off. Go ahead, Sandy.
Go ahead.
It sounds like you've been very thoughtful in the whole reopening process, and you're taking all the time it needs to make sure you're safe. I was wondering if you'll be offering any services such as curbside pickups or calling ahead. If somebody knows what books they want, would they be able to call ahead and ask to have a bag put together?
We haven't even talked about that at this point. It could be in the future we would start doing that, but we haven't prepared for it.
All right.
Our big changes are with staffing. We're going to have two volunteers on each shift. One person will be at the front desk, at the door, and will make sure that people are wearing a mask, because people will need to wear a mask to come in. And we'll offer some hand sanitizer and gift certificates if appropriate. And then there'll be someone at the regular desk who will take payments. And the paying part's changing a lot. That's one of the things we've been working on today. We bit the bullet and bought a Square so that we can take electronic payments. And so there's a whole learning curve there with having to figure that out. The other thing is that because we don't want to do a lot of money handling, we're not going to give change. So when people come in, they should either bring the exact change or, you know, be prepared to make a donation or accept a gift certificate as change, or, you know, bring a debit card for purchases of more than $3.
Well, Sandy, thanks so much for going over those details with me. Is that going to be posted somewhere on the website or online?
Yes, we're going to have a sign in the front door so that everyone can take a look before they come in. But we're also going to post it on the Friends of the Library website as soon as we get it finalized.
And what is the date that you're shooting for the reopening?
The date we're shooting for is July, I think it's the 25th. It's a week from Saturday.
And your new hours will be... do you know what your new hours and days will be?
Yes, we will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and open Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday from noon to 6. So that's a big change too. I mean, we've always been open every day except Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the 4th of July, and I think Easter.
Well, these are strange times, so I think everybody is, everybody understands that things have to change. So I really appreciate you speaking with me today and going over some of that stuff with us. I'm a fan of the bookstore, and I'm looking forward to coming and shopping. Sandy, here talking to us from Friends of the Library, amazing bookstore. Is there anything else you want to add today?
No, thanks for having us. We're just looking forward to being open. Everybody really wants to come back.
Yes, myself included. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me today, and lots of luck with the new reopening.
Thanks. Bye, Shelley.
Bye-bye.